Test 2. Listen carefully to the conversations and short passages and choose the best answer to each of the questions. 1. Have you found an apartment yet?
No, we need such a large amount of space that all the apartments we've seen are too expensive.
Question. Why are the people having trouble finding an apartment? 2. Don't you have to drive far to work every day?
Yes, about 20 miles. I don't mind the distance as long as I can live in the country and have my vegetable garden and lots of trees.
Question. What must the woman do to have a house in the country? 3.
These tomatoes are huge. You must have watered them a lot.
Yes, I did. They ought to be ripe enough to pick by next Friday when we have our picnic. Question. Where did this conversation most probably take place? 4.
I'm looking for a textbook for my sociology course. It's called American Society at the Crossroads. Do you have it?
Yes, we do. You'll find it in section 24 on the top shelf. Question. What is the woman's occupation? 5. I've been having annoyance calls for 2 weeks. When I answer the phone, the other party hangs up without saying anything. I've tried everything, including blowing a whistle into the receiver.
Beginning today, we want you to keep a record of the time each call occurs. From this chart, we can get information to help us trace the calls. If necessary, the telephone company can contact the police.
Question. What does the woman suggest that the man do? 6.
Did you know that Paul had a bad accident and is in the hospital?
That's what I heard from Betty. Only she made a mistake at first and said it was his brother Peter who was hurt. Question. How did the man first learn about the accident? 7. This is a very expensive watch. But I've had trouble with it ever since I bought it. I insist on seeing the manager.
Actually, there is no need for that, sir. I'll give you another watch just like this one.
Question. Where did this conversation most probably take place? 8. According to your resume, you don't have much experience in advertising, Miss Montag.
That's not quite true. My father was an advertising consultant, and he gave me a fairly thorough introduction to the business.
Question. What does Miss Montag say about her resume? 9. Where do you usually eat breakfast?
In the kitchen. I fix myself some orange juice, an egg, a slice of unbuttered toast, and some coffee. But once in a while, I have breakfast in the school cafeteria. That's when I get a ride and leave the house early.
Question. Where does the woman have breakfast? 10. These silver earrings are only $16 this week. The gold ones are $24.
I'll take the silver ones then. Or, on second thought, give me the gold ones. I have a gold necklace that would look very nice with them.
Question. What did the woman decide to buy? Passage 1.
English people traditionally like to live in small houses, not apartments, which they call flats. The usual building material is red brick. Houses built before 1910 were very often arranged in long uniform rows or terraces with no gap between the houses and with each house containing a front room above the entrance hall. In the central areas of towns, some bigger houses had more floors, but even a house with four floors was usually on the same basic pattern, with a basement for servants and the top rooms for the children. Houses standing alone in their own grounds were normally very large, and, until 1850, a very pleasing design. Another fairly widespread arrangement was semi-detached. Usually still on the same basic arrangement, but with houses built in pairs and some space left between the pairs. This type is now more usual than the uninterrupted terrace.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. 11. At the end of the last century, what kind of house could you most often see? 12. Which of the following statements is correct? 13. What is more usual now? Passage 2.
Alaska is known for its cold, snowy weather.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. 14. What is this talk about? 15. When is the race held? 16. Which is considered a victory for most of the drivers? Passage 3.
Your assignments this term will be to write two major research papers. One of the most important things about writing a research paper.
Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. 17. What kind of assignment does the speaker discuss with the students? 18. What does the speaker warn the students against doing? 19. According to the speaker, how should most of the notes be taken? 20. How does the speaker say a direct quotation should be used?